Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the first day of Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. As we've talked about in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah is the laws of Chagiga. Our Mishnah is going to tell us now that the whole mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga is not mentioned anywhere explicitly in the Torah. It's hinted to only. And because of that, we're going to talk about other things that are also just hinted to, not written explicitly in the Torah at all. Mishnah Ches. Heter Nedarim, the laws of releasing a person from vows by going to a Chacham, or by getting three ordinary people for a Beis Din. Porchin Ba'avir, these laws are floating in the air. There's almost nothing in the Torah to tell us about it. Ve'ein lahem al mashis moichum. There's really no pasuk or no word that we can really rely and say, this is what the Torah is telling us. And therefore, it's based on oral tradition, Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara says that the rabbis actually did find some support for it, this idea of Heter Nedarim, being able to release a person from his vows. And that's from the pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed, Loi Yachel Devaroi, where it says a person should not profane his word. And the inference is he cannot profane his word, but others can, i.e. go to a rabbi or go to a three ordinary people, and they will be mutter the neder for you, in inverted commas, profaning it for you. However, this is still not really the pshat of the pasuk. It's only an asmachta, it's just a support. Hilchos Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos. Nowhere in the Torah does it tell us explicitly what the laws of Shabbos are. The Gemara explains, for example, when it says, a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa yupater for. That means a malacha, a work, an activity that's done, where you don't need the actual work that's done, that's been accomplished. You might be trapping a dangerous animal, a dangerous thing, but not because you want that trapping, you want to just get rid of it, on the contrary. So it's a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. How do we know that one is exempt for that? How do we know that a malacha has to be something where you had the thought behind it to do what you wanted to do, what we call malachas machshavas? All these type of things are not written by Shabbos at all. It's written actually by the Mishkan. We have by the Mishkan, we talk about the malacha machshavas, we talk about the work that involved machshava, thought. How do we know it applies to Shabbos? Because of the connection, the smichus haparshias, because the laws of Shabbos in the Torah are mentioned next to the Mishkan, but nothing explicit at all. Chagigos, the laws of Chagiga, the subject matter of our Masechta. V'hameilos, the laws of Me'ilah, when a person trespasses or violates Hekdash property, temple property, and uses it. All these laws, harihem kaharorim tol hatloin basara, they're like mountains hanging by a thread, meaning shehen mikramot v'halachas mrabos. There is only a scarce amount of text in the Chumash about them, but abundance in halachas concerning them. Hadinin, laws of mammonas, on the other hand, laws of money, transactions to do with between people. V'havoidos, the laws of the karbonos. V'hataris v'hatumos, the laws of purity and impurity. V'aroyos, and the details of what forbidden sexual relations are, that are royos, that could bring birth to a mamzer if a person does them. Yesh lahen al ma shi'is moichum. They do have already psukim and many, many psukim in the Torah from which we learn halachas. Hein hein gufei Torah. But both, the first type, the first type of halachas that have no or almost no psukim in the Torah to support them, or whether they are those halachas that have a lot of psukim in the Torah from which we learn these halachas. In either case, hein hein gufei Torah, they all form part of the essential body of our Torah. Perek, Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Because we just mentioned the topic of Aroyos, the topic of forbidden sexual relations, now Mishnah is going to talk about that and open up with that topic and talk about other topics, how people have to be careful when they explain them in public. Ein Dorshin Bar Royos, we do not give droshes, we do not give speeches about arroyos, about forbidden relationships. The Gemara explains he means sisre arroyos. It means things that are the hidden laws, the laws that are not explicitly in the Torah. For example, the prohibition against marrying a mother of one's father-in-law, mother of one's mother-in-law. These type of halachas, which are not explicitly in the Torah, we should not give public droshes about this. Bishloisha, in front of three or more. Three or more are a crowd. Don't do it. What's the reason? Gemara explains that if once you get to three students, once you get to three people that you're giving a drosha to on these matters, that we are worried that one of those three will engage in a conversation with the teacher. That leaves the other two to talk by themselves and possibly make a mistake in the laws of arroyos. Now, this could happen to any topic in Torah, but why did they pick on arroyos particularly? The Gemara explains because arroyos, forbidden relations, is something that is so... people have such a taiva for it. People have such a desire for sexual relations. And for that reason, we are worried that that area will be an area that people will... Moira Hatta, they will try to say, oh, this is all right, this relation is forbidden, is permitted, and this can go on if you have three or more people. Once you have only two, then if one person of those two students is going to be engaged with the teacher, the other one has got no one else to distract him with. He'll be listening as well. V'loy b'masa b'reishis, nor does one give public drushes about the work of creation, the 6 days of creation. Bishnaim, not even to two people. And this is derived in Pasuk in Devarim, Sha'alno le'yomim rishonim, ask about the previous days, ask about, in other words, masa b'reishis, but the singular is used, sha'alno, implying that there's only one student that should be asking this question, not two. You shouldn't be teaching it to more than two, than one person. V'loy b'merkava, but not, one should not give drashas to the merkava, the laws about the chariot. This is the deep visions of Yechezkel in chapter 1. That, you don't give drashas b'yochid, even to, you don't explain it even to an individual. Ela imkein hoyo, unless he had the following quantities. Chochem, or maybe in midaita. If he had the quality of being a chochem, he understands things, even just when you hint things to him. And maybe in midaita means he can contemplate and develop these matters further. So that means from the headlines, from the summary which the teacher's giving, he can already derive the rest of the information. That type of a person you can teach the Merkava to. Otherwise not to. Continues the Mishnah, Kol ha-mistakil b'arba dvarim. Anyone who contemplates the following four things, ro'i lo ki'ilu lebo lo'ilam, it would have been more fitting that he should not have been born. In other words, don't do it. What are the four things that the Mishnah tells us? Don't spend time reflecting on them. Mala mala, what's above the heavens? Mala mata, what's below the earth? Malafonim, what happened before creation? Or mala ochar, what will happen at the end, after the world is finished, and the end of days? The Mishnah brings these things to tell us that these things are things which are beyond the understanding of humankind. And for that reason, we tell the people, do not investigate them. It can bring to great confusion, and it can bring to sfeikas, to doubts in the belief of Hashem. The Gemara learns psukim from where we know this, shal no liyam rishonim, in Dvarim Perek Dalet. Finally, says the Mishnah, v'chol shaloichos al kavod koinai. Any person who does not care about the honor of his creator, and the Gemara explains, what does that mean exactly? It means a person who does an avera privately and says, the God's not here, no one's watching me, I can do what I want now. Anyone who acts like that, ro'i lo shalai b'alaylam, similarly, is deserving, he should not have come into this world. When in the matter of the Reisha, when we mentioned earlier on in the Mishnah, that one does not have, one does not give droshes in those forbidden relations that the Torah says we're not allowed to have. And the Gemara says it means sisrei erois, secrets of erois. Rashi explained that means things that are not explicit in the Torah, things that are derived really Torah Shebal Peh. So those things you could be careful not to give it in a public, in a crowd of three or more. The Marshal learns differently. He says that when the Gemara says sisrei erois, secrets of erois, I believe, says the Marshal, that it really means the secret behind these prohibitions. In other words, don't give drushes into the secret, the mystery, the isur of aroyos. For example, why is it such a prohibition to marry a sister? Why is it such a prohibition to... And sometimes the sotan comes along and tells us, but the whole world was built on that. Didn't Cain marry his sister and Hevel marry his sister? Olam chesed ibonet. Indeed, the world was built in that way. Or stories about the prohibition about marrying a wife, the sister of one's wife, achos ishto, which is one of the rites that's forbidden to be done. And again, you can get into discussions and try to, if you give drushes on that, you'll be asked questions like, well, Yaakov Avinu, he marries a sister of his wife. And because of that, it's important that this should not be done when there's three or more people, because two of them, while you're engaged with one of them, will start asking questions and saying, why is this prohibited? Why is this prohibited? And therefore, says the Marshal, that he believes what Sisrei means, don't get into the reasons or start discussing why the Torah prohibits these relationships.